Justin Fluke with you, joined as we talk Horton girls basketball by Coach Zach Nelson. The Horton girls on the season are 5-6, and even in the Northeast Kansas League with a record of 4-4, a couple games non-league to talk about since last week. On Thursday, a game against Marhill Mount Academy, and then on Saturday against Veritas Christian, both games, of course, in the McLeod tournament. So a little different tournament for you and the girls this year, Coach, but you get a win against Veritas Christian to end that tournament on Saturday, and you got to see at least a couple different schools in Maranatha and Veritas as well. So what were kind of just your overall feelings and thoughts on how your girls played and being in the McLeod tournament last week?
It was definitely different feel. I mean, we were playing just kind of whoever we could at that moment, or girls wise. We had a lot of JV players that had to step up and fill in big roles that they hadn't had to early on. And when we played Moore Hill, we didn't have a lot of our top players, and a lot of the girls that stepped up and had to step up. They did a really good job. They were just a lot of times that we got the ball in the middle of the floor, just or middle of the court and next to the basket, just couldn't score. I felt like we were right there. We had some good looks. We just couldn't capitalize on those good looks. And then on Saturday, felt like everything kind of fell in place. Like girls were playing well defensively. And offensively, those looks that we were getting against Moore Hill, we were able to capitalize and make those. So, everything was really good to see. It wasn't how we wanted to start that tournament, but we finished strong, and it was good to see those girls that stepped up and get some good experience.
So. Yeah, 46 points, I think, was a season high that you scored against Veritas Christian on Saturday. So hopefully you can build off that. What did you feel like was maybe more efficient besides just some more shots going in? I mean, was there anything else offensively that you saw in that game that you're hoping to see more of here going forward?
We started pushing the ball a little bit more early on in the season. We Piper Chartier's our point guard, and she's comfortable handling the ball, but I mean, just jumping into big role there, she wasn't comfortable all the time at pushing the ball up the floor, And we need to be able to get out and run a little bit more. We can use our athleticism and try to get out in transition and just get before the defense can get set. And we did that a pretty good job on Saturday versus Thursday. We didn't do that as well. We kind of walked the ball up the floor a little bit more and a little more passive, I guess, as far as not being as aggressive. On Saturday we were a lot more aggressive. So.
Three games last week. You got three games coming up on next week against Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights at home, and then at Valley Falls next week as well. But this week, no games. So sounds like you're kind of trying to get everybody healthy. What else is the game plan or the thought process here this week, and what you hope to get better at, I guess, while not playing any games?
I just kind of focus on those little things that we need to work on as far as working on it, being aggressive and, driving the ball downhill a little bit more, not just settling for jumpers, and getting those girls that, we've had to have step up. We get those little extra practice times and not having to worry about scouting reports so much of, we got this, we need to do this. We need to focus more on us right now. And I think the girls' last couple of practices have been doing a good job of that.
We'll have some more games to talk about next week, Coach. Thanks for your time as always, and good luck on Tuesday, next week against Pleasant Ridge.
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Zach Nelson, head coach of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys basketball after this.